Oh, episode 44 of Stancil Culture is here. Going solo this week. I could have grabbed, if I really wanted to, grab some regulars, but I wanted to do the, after the Jets game last night, we're going to have to discuss that anyway, which somebody would have just sat through me yelling. So holiday week, give the guests a week off, straight Stancil this week, because we have to eulogize the 2022 New York Jets after yet again another abysmal showing last night. And it's not even that it was an abysmal showing. Where do we start? I mean, yeah, barring anything freakish, the season is essentially over. 7-8 now. What do we have? 2 games left, right? 9-8. Yeah, so season's over, which, listen, like I said the last couple weeks, which I know is changed my tune from the beginning of the season, which I readily admit, but, you know, what nothing was expected of this season. Playoffs weren't expected. I didn't think they'd win 6 games, so, you know, that's what I thought beginning of the season, but things change, and you gotta, especially in the NFL, you don't get chances very often, and you never know what happens when you make the playoffs. So when it turns out we have the best defense in the league, arguably definitely top 3, and again, frankly, they did it last night. They gave up 16 points. I mean, you know, it's the NFL. You give up six. I would have signed up for 16 points against a hot Jaguars. But that's just it. So you have this potential, this defense, Elijah Moore on offense, and some other guy, C.J. Davis, who had a huge drop last night. But they have to. They could not. We could not pry themselves away from Zach Wilson. As I've talked about weeks before, the only reason he's even on the field is because they're trying to prove they didn't totally ruin yet another draft pick on a quarterback, which I told you when they drafted him, they did, because just look at him. Zach Wilson is not an NFL quarterback, and now he's totally proven it. He literally, and I'm not being hyperbolic, Zach Wilson is not an NFL quarterback. He's proven that now beyond reproach. I never want to see him on the Jets field again. I don't know if maybe in a couple years you'll see him on an NFL field, but I mean, last night, more of the same of Zach Wilson. Totally lost. He can only make broken plays. Jittery on every play. I mean, zero confidence. And it's not all him. The line wasn't helping last night. But why? 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 And I know why. But there was no reason, absolutely no reason, 7-7, almost control our own destiny to playoffs, and we're starting Zach Wilson, who's shown week after week this year he's not an NFL quarterback. I understand Mike White's injured. Why Joe Flacco didn't start is beyond me. Why he still didn't come in the game when they decided to pull Wilson is beyond me. I haven't seen answers for that yet. But if the guy is suited up on your team, why is he there? This is what he's here for. So if we had a chance, we have somebody on the bench who can step in for this fucking shit show of a quarterback we drafted in Wilson. Yet they put in Strevler, who, he did his job. I mean, you have a quarterback coming in, the defense has no idea what's going on. It happens almost every time where you're going to have a drive or two where you have some success. Obviously, Strevler is not the answer, please. But even he gave life to the game. Zach Wilson just drained. In himself, you could see he's not confident. And then you see what it does to the rest of the team. Nobody gives a fuck. Offense in general, just going through the motions. Good for the Jets fans for booing. If I was there, I would be booing. Al Michaels and whatever clown he was announcing with last night kept harping on how they're booing a rookie quarterback. Yeah, you idiots. We're 7-7 trying to make the playoffs, and we're still starting a guy who doesn't belong in the league at all, much less should have been our first round draft pick, our first pick of the draft. Totally embarrassing. And yet you got these idiots. Oh, these fans are booing Wilson. He's like, yeah, he stinks. Is anybody an adult anymore? Is anybody an adult? Are we not allowed to tell people when they fucking suck and shouldn't be on an NFL field? And they kept saying it was about Wilson. The crowd's booing the offense. Everybody on offense. Pitiful showing last night. And something else. A whole other thing. I'm still waiting for us to run the fucking ball. What are we? I think we had 6 or 7 running plays last night, and I'm not exaggerating. We had 4 running plays going into halftime. 4 running plays with a quarterback who doesn't belong in the league and one of the best defenses, so we want to drain the clock, and yet they continue to try to force Wilson to throw the ball. Try to establish the run. I don't care we're going 3 and out anyway. Run the ball 3 times and go 3 and out. Take the time off the clock. Make the game shorter for Wilson. Make the passes so that when he does go to pass it, they're like, oh, fuck, they just ran it 9 times in a row. That was the whole reason we had success with Rex Ryan, the ground and pound. We had fucking Mark Sanchez. Mark Sanchez wasn't an NFL quarterback either. He sucked and still does. We won with Mark Sanchez because we had a great defense, and we would just run the ball, and then the passes would work off the play action. I don't know if you guys know this. I'm not a genius, although I do have a high IQ. So why do I know this? Why was I able to tell you before we drafted Zach Wilson that he was going to do exactly what he's done? A short, fucking, scrawny kid from Mormon University. Bring him to New York. He's lost. Totally lost. Yet I know this. And yet we're not running the ball. So shame on Sal and the coaching staff has really blown a dick the last few weeks. They deserve to be called out as well. I mean, you're 7 and going into that game. You're 7-7. You're playing a hot team that everyone, you know, all the media and everybody's now in love with Trevor Lawrence. How are you not up for that game? How is a team? I mean, the defense did fine enough, but the offense was totally flat. And I understand you have a guy who shouldn't be in the league at quarterback. So let's do something. Run the ball. Do something. But you're just running a normal offense with Zach Wilson. No, was never going to work. Never did work. And he should never step on the field as a Jet again. And I'm not exaggerating. He's proven he is not an NFL quarterback at this time. Go play in the CFL a few years, whatever. And our owner's done a fine job of some other signings, but he's going to have to be, until we win a Super Bowl underneath him, he now has another, which might be the biggest, which is saying something. He's accomplished making maybe the biggest Jets draft bust in history in a long line of pathetic Jets drafts. So, again, like I said, I can't go too berserk because if we didn't have high hopes for this season. But, you know, it's just like, you know, there's a difference between, you know, losing some games as a heartbreaker and getting away from it and what the Jets have done. And again, such a Jets way is we're 7-4 or 7-5. I don't have it in front of me. I don't give a fuck. But I believe we were 7-4. And God forbid we pull a game out. Or God forbid we even just, you know, make these games close. You know, or these ridiculous. We lost on a punt return. Zach Wilson throws one of the worst picks I've ever seen last week against Lions as we were driving. This game, they leave a guy who's totally lost on the field until the second half. Pull him after his second drive. Totally lost, Zach Wilson. So that does it for this season. You never know what's going to happen in all sports, but especially football. When we have one of the best defenses in the league, just find a way to get to the playoffs, because then who knows what happens. But que sera sera, why he started makes no sense. Why Flacco wasn't put in the game and Strebler, this guy nobody's ever heard of, was put in, is something he needs to answer for. Yeah, so I mean, I guess that wraps it up on the Jets. Just, you know, there's in between, being 7-4 and not making the playoffs and being 7-4 and literally driving a car. Basically just drove a car at full speed into a wall to end the season. unbelievable. The life of a Jets fan. Just anytime anybody wants to send me a firearm and a bullet, I'll do what needs to be done to myself. Oh, boy. So anyway, like I said, I wanted to do the eulogy more than anything, get that out. So no guests this week. So I'm going to rip through the games in a minute. But real quick, the Mets signed Carlos Correa, which I do like this signing. If you've been listening, you heard me rip the Verlander signing, rip the Nimmo signing, which I stand behind both of those. Verlander, I hate an over-the-hill receiver, an over-the-hill pitcher to another contract. We're going to see the same thing we saw last year with Scherzer falling off a cliff at the end. Nimmo, as I said, I don't want the guy's a glorified fourth outfielder. He signed him from 9 years. I love the player. Shitty contract. Correa, I can get behind. A power guy and not a power position at shortstop. And listen, the lineup, forget it. The lineup is a World Series lineup now. Zero excuses. I would like to see one more younger starting pitcher in our rotation and another reliever. But frankly, if nothing else happens, you can't, and I don't want to say it, but they're going to be the favorites for the World Series in the National League with that lineup and the pitchers on paper. Like I said, I don't necessarily agree with it. I think our pitching staff is too old. But shit, shout out to old Stevie Cohen, our fair leader. Happy Hanukkah to him. He's spending money like it's going out of style. And as he should. It's what we missed all the years with the fucking Wilpons. Let's take a peek real quick and we'll rip these fucking... Oh, look at comments. Wow, I didn't know anybody was... Let's see. Da, ba, ba, da, da, da. A nice bot. We have a nice bot running there. Bill's Mafia will get to you in a second. Da, da, da. Oh, this, I'm glad someone asked this. Is it actually... It's a youth extra large jersey. I got a little piece of history here at Sports Mask. This is an original Jordan 45 jersey, meaning these were the ones they were selling in the 90s at the stores. This is not a remake. So I got this when I was in, I don't know, what year is it? 98, 97, 98. So I was in 7th grade, 8th grade. Still rocking it. Still fits. Honestly, probably fits better now because I was a fat little boy. So yes, good question. Great call. I meant to touch on that. This is a youth size jersey, and it's an original. Is it a replica? Yes. Sorry, but it is an original. I'm not one of these queers who buy. Now don't. You know what? Real quick. I was a sneaker boy as a young man. I got all the Jordans, yada, yada, yada. I was a sneakerhead, and then I became an adult, which I still see people my age that still collect sneakers. You're a child. But anyway, it's not cool to buy remakes of things. Like, they remake all these Space Jam sneakers and all these Jordans. Like, all right, you just bought... It's nothing. It means nothing. I guess it looks like something, but just so you all know, all these remakes of shoes and jerseys, you just look like a fool. So unless you're under the age of, I'll give you 25, and you're wearing new sneakers all the time and jerseys, get a life or take your life. Either one. Pick one. But you have to do one or the other, and you can't do in between. Grow up and stop buying clothes. Be an adult. All right. Well, folks. Well. Thank you all for joining us on this. This was very short notice, and it's a holiday weekend, so I'm surprised you fine folks are watching. I'm just pulling up the music. If you're a loyal, masker, you'll know what I'm looking for because it's time to do the picks for week 16. Of this 2022 NFL season. Oh, there's the music, boys and girls. Time to make the picks. The Jets ruined my life and my season last night, so we don't need to pick that game. We got Saturday, Sunday, and Monday games this week. Ignore your family. I'll be ignoring my family. Totally ignore your family and friends this weekend. Just enjoy sports and cheering for men who you'll never meet. All right, the first game. I told you I'd talk about the Bills, and it's the first game. We got the Bills at the Bears. Game time temp is looking at around 12 degrees. We got the Bills minus 10. Hey, let's make this easy. Give me the Bills minus 10. The Bears fucking suck. They're both cold weather teams. Everybody's making a big deal about the weather. The Bills don't play down to opponents. And the Bears will be bared in that frigid ground out there in the Midwest. Saints at Browns. Fuck this game. Fuck this game. But the Browns have skills. The Saints' skills are diminishing. Browns have some mojo. The Saints never had any mojo this year. We're going Browns minus 3 out there in Cleveland. And Deshaun, each week, he's getting a little more comfortable. I think that's not my lock. You'll see what my lock is. But I think that's going to be an easy win to throw in your parlays, as I will myself. That's the Saints at Browns. We're taking Browns minus 3. Let's move the fuck right along. Actually, this is a good time to take a break. And actually, I'll touch on it when I do my lock. I'm sorry. Texans at Titans. Titans minus 8.5. If you've been listening, you know I've never been high in the Titans all year. And as I told you, Sam Sosnoff is unexpected. They are fading. Tannehill is not a winning quarterback. Derrick Henry, I understand his numbers and how good he's been. I don't like how big he is. I feel like he always fades at the end of the year. And I don't care if that's not true. I don't like this spread, though, because the Texans have been playing well. I'm going to actually take the Texans plus the 8.5, touchdown and then some. I don't have anything to back that up. I think that's a big spread, and I'm just not high on the Titans right now. So there you have it. Seahawks at Chiefs. Easy one for me. Again, I've been nothing but consistent. I've told you all year the Chiefs are the class of the NFL. They have not done anything to prove me otherwise. They've actually done everything to prove me correct once again. Too many weapons. Too much skill. Too much. It's 9.5, and I'm going to take it. Chiefs minus 9.5 against the fading Seahawks. Which they are. Geno Smith sucks. Giants at the Vikings. Sorry, Giants fans. Vikings are getting healthy here. It's only Vikings minus 4.5. The Vikings, again, my biggest, as to quote the great Mike Francesa, paper tiger of the NFL, the Vikings. They're not going anywhere in the playoffs. Kirk Cousins has stunk and always has. He's one of these Alex Smith, middle of the ground type guys who can do just enough, but can't do it on his own. So that said, though, Vikings at home, they got to get a little healthy. I understand the Giants. I hope it'll be a good game. I don't really mind seeing the Giants win. I have no problem with the Giants winning, but I think the Vikings will, and I think they will cover minus 4.5. Bengals at Patriots. Before I get to this game, because this game is my lock of the week, folks, let me just tell you, I'm 2-for-2 on the last 2 weeks, the lock of the week. It was the Jets plus 10 2 weeks ago against the Bills, and last week it was the Dolphins minus 7, and they covered, whatever it was. The moral of the story is, I'm right. So listen, you talk to these guys who talk cooler than me and talk like they have their shit together better than me, that's great. But they don't know as much as me. I have my pulse on sports, all the world of sports. Not these mongoloids, these talking heads, if you will. No. Stancil. Jim Stancil, I am your man. I'll make the picks as fast as anyone can. Now, mortal lock. Let's go for 3 in a row. Bengals at Patriots. Bengals are hot. Bengals are steaming. Joe Burrow, top 3 quarterback in the NFL today. I said it. Bengals minus 3. And that's an easy easy lock of the week, mortal lock of the week. It's the Bengals -3. Bet on it. Text me if I'm wrong. Text me if I'm not. Go watch the In Hot Water from last week if you want my phone number. Lions and Panthers. I've hated the Lions all year. The Panthers have some heat on them. Let's just go Panthers +2.5. No need to waste time on this. Fuck the Lions. The Lions stink. They're not going anywhere. Falcons at Ravens. Interesting. Not a fun game, but an interesting game with the line as we have the Ravens -6.5. Ravens have been doing nothing but fading. Lamar Jackson's out again. Ah, God. I don't want to pick. I want to pick the Ravens, but I can't. I got to take the Falcons with the 6.5 points. That's how far the Ravens have fallen. Their running game is non-existent, really. Huntley has not been impressive. I want to guarantee the Ravens actually win, but I don't even know what their deal is anymore. So I'm taking the Falcons in the points. I do think the Ravens will win, but lost year for the Ravens. What a shame. The Washington Redskins at the San Francisco 49ers. Another Saturday game. We got the Niners -6.5, and that's the way it's going to be, folks. Just like that. Niners -6.5 in a whole nother tier of teams than the Commanders, who, again, one of these other teams who they look good against these middling and above teams. But 49ers are a real team. Purdy, perfect example of what you can do when you have a serviceable quarterback, a.k.a. someone not Zach Wilson, and weapons like the 49ers do. Obviously, you heard my lock, but that's up there. That might be lock two of the 49ers -6.5 at home. Great song. Boy, do I love this pick song. All right, Eagles at Cowboys. Everybody, all the mouth breathers who like the NFC have this one circled. It's the Cowboys -4.5, and boy, this is about as easy as a pick you're going to get. The only reason it's not my lock is because both teams do have talent. But this is the Eagles. Eagles, with their record, getting points, you have to take the Eagles here. I think they're going to win straight up again. I think the Eagles are on another tier than the Cowboys. Sorry, Cowboys fans. I don't see it. I know the weapon. Dak has stunk, really. Elliott has stunk, really. I know Pollard has come on. They have weapons. They'll be a threat. But in the end, the Eagles are on another level. Sorry. Eagles +4.5. Unbelievable. Vegas is, you guys are all sucking the Cowboys' dick way too much. I think you're reading into this way too much for the Eagles to be favored. Well, good luck with that. That's an easy money for us over here at Sports Mass, because we know the Eagles are going to win, and they're getting points so easy. Raiders at Steelers. Yeah, you got to go Raiders here. You got to go Raiders. If nothing else, for Devontae Adams and Carr, period, stop. And then you got, too many weapons on the Raiders. I would love to pick the Steelers, but not going to happen. That's the Saturday night game. Should be an interesting game, even though both teams are pretty much dead in the water. I guess the Raiders have a chance, especially since the Jets fucking suck. Give me the Raiders +2.5. Another game. I can't believe the Raiders are favored. So be it. Packers at Dolphins. If you want to do a mortal lock of the week too, folks, this is it. Easy money. Dolphins -4 at home against a totally lost Packers team. What a lost year for the Packers. Never found any kind of momentum or reason to even play for the Packers. A lost year. Welcome to what it feels like to be a Jets fan. Well, what a shame you have all those championships to fall back on. Fuck you, Packers. In any case, easy win for the Dolphins this week. Dolphins -4. Easy win for us at home. Taking the Dolphins -3.5 now. But whatever. Take that. Bang that 3.5. Bang the 3.5. And bang the under. Under's 49. I don't see the Packers scoring 15 points. So, Broncos at Rams. Packers at Dolphins. Broncos at Rams. Yeah, let's say it together, folks. Yuck. One more time. Yuck. Disgusting game. I don't even want to pick this game. It was a pick'em. Now it's Broncos minus 2.5. So I guess who gives a fuck? Nobody bet this game. This game sucks. Stay away from this game because it's two pieces of shit teams. You never know what's going to happen. I'll take the Rams since they're getting points at home. Rams plus 2.5. That's the current line. But let's not discuss that game any further because that's disgusting. Bucks at Cardinals. Sunday night game, baby. Yeah, Bucks still somehow have a chance. Cardinals stink. We just talked about this game a few weeks ago when they played. I gotta take Tommy on the road. Bucks minus 3 on the road. I gotta take it. Cardinals are a mess. Nothing more to. These last few games are terrible. So let's not talk about these teams. Monday night, last game, folks. Chargers at Colts. Colts, boy, let's talk about the Colts for a second because I probably never will again for this season. But I was high on the Colts going into this year. They got the talent. They got the running back. They got the pass. They got the receivers and just totally lost their way. And meanwhile, Colts, as I told you, Justin Herbert, one of the top five quarterbacks in the league. In that class with Burrow, with Trevor Lawrence, those guys are going to be around forever. So, as you can tell, let's go Chargers minus 4.5 at home on Monday night. I think that's an easy cover too. So throw that one in your parlay. Ran out of steam there towards the end. That's because the second half of games suck this weekend, so enjoy the games tomorrow, because those are really, the Saturday games are really the more fun games. That's about it, folks. That's about it. We'll wrap it up quick this week. There's no guests. It's a holiday week. We'll be back next week. What do we got? If you're a fine patron, stick around or keep an eye out tonight. I'm going to fire off a quick standstill culture, because it's been a while. About all the things I've been right about, because it's necessary. Ski Mask Collective will be live tomorrow morning around 11:30. Big show, a lot to catch up on. I missed the last one, and a lot of things have happened, including the return of our beautiful, beautiful boy, our prodigal son, Brian McCarthy, back into the MLC Universe fold, and hopefully ushering out the succubus of humor, Chad Zumach, and hope he goes on to greener pastures or a 6-foot-deep grave in the new year. And patreon.com/SkiMaskMedia. It's been hot as shit this last month. I'm about to put something up on there after this. We're going to record something else for the page tomorrow. And that's about it. So, yeah. If your life is a lonesome, desolate existence like mine, ignore your family and friends this weekend. Succumb to the greatness of sport. Football, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. You got bowl games. You got dumbass basketball games. Make some retarded parlays with me. If anyone wants to join our DraftKings betting group, just message me on Instagram, and I'll send you the link. Thank you, anyone who's hearing this voice. Thank you for watching or listening. God bless you all. And God bless America.